I'm Avi Arditi, and this week on Wordmaster, another interview from this year's convention of the group TESOL, for teachers of English to speakers of other languages.
I'm Abubakar Ouedraogo. I'm a teacher educator from Burkina Faso. In Burkina Faso, English is taught as a foreign language, and it starts in secondary schools from the first year to the last year. It's also a mandatory language that is learned at school.
And which English do the students tend to learn? Is it British, American? Burkina is a former French colony.
Yes. British English. Yes, this is what we learn in secondary school and at university.
And what about American English? Is it being adopted more by the younger people? Or?
Yes, I think because of the influence of the media, young students like the American English, they try to imitate the American accent, and we have also the American Language Center, which teaches the American language. Those who go there speak the American English.
Tell me about the presentation that you're giving here at TESOL.
Okay, it was a colloquium, a panel of five presenters, and it was about training teachers, English teachers, in areas where people lack resources. Most of our schools are in the remote areas, in the rural areas. Students and teachers lack books, they lack audiovisual material, they don't have access to internet, I would say information technology, none of these. The only available resources are the teachers themselves, a chalkboard, and a course book sometimes, and some print material from time to time.
How are the teachers trained? Is there a national program to train the English teachers?
Some of our teachers went through a training college. We have some others who never got training. So we try to catch up through in-service trainings. But here too we have problems because we don't have enough teacher trainers to train all the teachers how it should be. Okay, some will be trained once every 2 years. And some will wait until 5 years before being trained. These are the problems.
So you talked about some of the methodologies that the teachers with few resources can use. What can you give us an example or two of what some of those methodologies might be?
Okay. Let's see. The problem, we have a lack of materials. We have also the problem of overcrowded classes. So one of the things we teach our teachers is how to manage large classes. And this is very important because we have some classes where we have more than 70 students, sometimes more than 100. So they need to know how to manage these large classes, how to make the students work in pairs, in groups, how to handle disruptive behaviors within these kind of classes.
Do you have any advice you could give to any teachers who are listening right now who maybe have a problem with not being sure how to handle disruptive, you know, students in a class or how to handle a large class? Because that's a common problem is large classes in a lot of countries. What do you have a specific bit of advice that you might offer teachers?
I think what is very important is the teacher's attitude itself. Okay, because many of the teachers who did not get any initial training or in-service training, those who have never been to a training college or very young teachers, very often have problems with the students because they deal with teenagers, and these teenagers are very difficult. So first of all, they look at the teacher themselves. What is his attitude? So we tell the teachers to have good attitude, to be fair, to consider themselves as advisors, as guides for these young students. And at the same time, when they face the disruptive behaviors of a student, they have to, at the same time, rely on the administration. Okay? It's not necessary to try to solve the problem alone, getting angry for nothing. And one of the things I learned as a teacher is that never go in class without being prepared.
Abubakar Ouedraogo is with the Ministry of Education in Burkina Faso. I met him at the recent TESOL convention in Denver, Colorado. And that's Wordmaster for this week. Archives are at voanews.com/wordmaster.
I'm Avi Arditi.